Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. I like movies. You like movies. He like movies. She like movies. They like movies. We like movies. Everybody like movies. But not everybody like the same type of movie or the same kind of movie. The same genre of movies or the same styles. There's something different for everyone. Just like getting movie advice or taking advice for someone who watches a movie. They may have a different taste as you, or they may have the same taste as you. It may be someone's opinion that you respect, or it may be someone that tells you this is a good movie. And you're saying to yourself, that movie's going to be terrible. Definitely not taking his opinion or her opinion. Quality. I can just about recommend countless number of movies for just about anyone. It depends on a lot of factors, obviously. But I have to get some information from you. Like what you like, and there's an abundance of information that I have to get from you before I can make said decision on or said suggestion on what you should and shouldn't watch. But ultimately, it comes down to you, your style, your preference, and basically what you're in the mood for. Me personally, I like good movies. Yeah. At this point in my life, I can admit that I like good movies. Not necessarily something that I go for right off the bat. I like bad movies. Really, really bad movies. I enjoy bad movies. Bad movies, I don't know what I'd do without them. Seriously. It's the mediocre movies that I have a problem with. The movies that, meh. The movies that you feel like that either be good or be bad. Let's not do both. Let's not be good and bad. Let's not, don't confuse your audience. Don't confuse anyone. If you want to be good, do what it takes to be good. Rake in the money or spend tons and tons of money, marketing, advertisement, best writers, do focus groups, whatever. Do what you do to make the movie amazing, awesome, and great. Something that you'd want to go back and see again, or something that you can't wait to tell someone else, you should watch this movie. Bad movies. If you want to be bad, be bad. And if you trying to be good and end up bad, don't worry. There's a segment of the population for you. I don't care how you are bad or you end up being bad. That's okay with me. If you're a bad movie, I can dig you. What I can't dig, other than the mediocre movie, someone suggesting to me I should watch a movie that's supposed to be good and it turns out bad. That I can't deal with that. That's where the line is drawn. That's the point where I can't take advice from this person anymore. You know, I thought we were friends. I thought we had this special bond. I thought you was looking out for my best interest. I thought we shared a moment. But no, you recommended a movie to me that was supposed to be good, that was bad. Where do we go from here? This is going to take a decade to repair, at least minimum a decade. So you have that. Then within of all that, obviously you have your genres, your thrillers, your comedies, your action, suspense. Then you can go into specific details within that, your horror, your cult favorites and different whatnot. So there's something for everyone. And that's how sports is. Just if you're assuming you're into sports, just like assuming you're into movies, that you like movies, that you enjoy movies. Movies is something that can change your mood, change your thought process, or give you even something to think about, something to chew on. Not literally, figuratively. So sports can be the same way. You have your different types of sports. Your hockey, your baseball, your basketball, your football, your American football, your cricket, tennis, golf, racing. Yes, racing is a sport. So you have your different kinds. And then within that, you have your genres, maybe? Yeah. What's professional, semi-professional, amateur? Then you can break it down even. You can break it down more. Then you have your friends or the people that suggest that you pay attention to this program that talks about sports, or another program that talks about sports, or that specific sport that you want to hear and that you enjoy. They can recommend that you watch or listen to a sports program that just gives you sports news, give you the news. The news of your specific team, or the news in general of all of your sports. Or they can recommend you in a direction where you listen to a sports personality opinion. Not necessarily the news, but that person's opinion on what they want to discuss, talk about, or bring to light. Sometimes it's the news. They have an opinion on the news. Or it's something completely different altogether. So within that, you have different points of views or different ways you can go to consume what you want on demand, right? And so that's how the show is. And that's what something that the show is about. It's not the news. It's personality on something within the news, not necessarily the news. Even sometimes it's made up. Personality. Personality. Opinion. That's what it is. Because there's so much that goes on within sports daily, and there's so many different stories and so many different direction you can go, that for if you choose to do that, just one specific sport, specific thing, you can do that, or you can broaden it out and hit what you want to hit. right? Movie advice. You have some people that only watch thrillers. So maybe that's your go-to person for, hey, what movie do you recommend me watching? You know that that's their deal. That's their MO. Or you have someone that's more general and they can give you or tell you, give you a big overview of what's out there and what to watch. Hey, the show. Presented by VDG Sports. So that's something like that. Because if you look at it, the Houston Rockets, I could talk about right now, hey, you know what? Houston Rockets, they survived. They beat Golden State. What's Golden State going to do? Are Golden State going to finish them off? Without Steph Curry? Or is Golden State going to need Steph Curry to finish them off? Hey, let me hit you with some hot takes. See, could do that, but that's not what we do. No problem. No worries. No one's sad. Everybody can be happy. Get what you want, when you want it, how you want it, at the time you want it. What's that called? On demand. Yay, on demand. Yeah. Or I can talk to you about, hey, did you see Jake Arrieta's no-hitter and how dominant he was? Or what about the Pittsburgh Penguins, how they destroyed the New York Rangers? What about golf? The next major that's coming up. Tennis. Yeah, see? Daily sports stories, not what we do. No. Not what we do. Don't be sad. It's okay. I understand. We understand. We still can be friends. We can be cool. Just make sure that you just make sure that you get what you want when you want on demand. You want Boston Red Sox? You go and you get Boston Red Sox. That's what you deserve. You want Sunderland? Get Sunderland. That's what you deserve. Valencia. Yep. Get what you deserve. Exactly. See? So yeah, there are multiple outlets and different ways that you can consume your taste. Taste for what you want. But if you want, if you're ready for an off-the-wall, witty take on sport, this action-packed, dry, sarcastic humor is just what the doctor orders to get you through today. 2-minute warning, you know what? It's not a free timeout. It's a rush of abundance. Information. Remember this. Please. There's no need to spend 9 minutes to complete full time. Enjoy sports full of thoughts. WF moments. Win future. Haters and inside concept. That would be inside out concept. See? Hater. Don't be bored by another lame sports jock with no personality and an overzealous nerd. It's awkward. Remember, BDG Sports. All personality, all the time. Enter and be cured of your sports disease. Yeah, because you really shouldn't spread it. Extra, extra. Peace. Out. Out. Out.